This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's on the go, breakfast and Capricorn FM in Popo's Hard Frequency. 7:44, we are about to get into the breakfast champion, celebrating someone who's doing big things this morning.
Celebrating the Stebbings, Manyora, Mapala, the lead characters in their own stories, the breakfast champions.
And today's lead character in their own story is Rigbaloi. And to say that Rigbaloi is highly talented is an understatement. He is brilliant. He's gifted. He is, and it's also his art is absolutely breathtaking. We told you earlier on to please go to our Twitter page, our Twitter account, and have a look at what we are talking about in terms of his art. He is from Chibuyuni outside Elim, and he is self-taught, and currently studying fine arts to perfect his craft.
Aye, Baloi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
No, listen, Rig, welcome to the show. You are self-taught, right?
Yes, I'm self-taught.
How does that even happen? Is it a thing of a talent that runs in the family? Does anyone draw at home? Was anyone painting? How do you become self-taught and make such exceptional art?
I think it's something that runs in the family. My grandfather was a carver, then my mother, she's a fashion designer, and then mine is drawing. Yeah, it was passed down from generations of family. Even my other grandfather, his name is Chidonkani, he's from Bogota. He was a popular one. He was a carver too.
So, I mean, when did you discover that you could draw? Like, do you remember how old you were, maybe?
Yeah, I was really young. Like, the first time that I started using a pen, that's when I started drawing. Like, ever since then, when I was in grade 1, grade 2, in the class, I was always drawing. I remember my mom said, I once drew a cow with a human leg. And I was like, oh. Yeah, and then when I went to grade 4, that's when I started falling in love with it, drawing Spider-Man during the class. And then grade 7, still drawing cartoons. And then I started drawing professional when I was in grade 10. That's when I started drawing meaningful drawings. And ever since then, I've been improving my skills and growing.
Yeah. I know art comes in different languages. I mean, what do you call your artistic style?
My artistic style is, I don't know if it's hyper-realistic art, but it's realistic art.
Realistic. And I mean, we can tell from this, the rich texture that comes across in your art. And you've also been privileged to exhibit in the past. You know, how has the experience of exhibiting been like, and how are people receiving your work?
People are loving the work. In fact, I wasn't expecting them to. I was like, okay, I'm still not good enough. And then my first exhibition at Market Theatre in Newtown, people were mind blown. They were like, your work is really beautiful. And I was like, yeah. They said, yeah, we love your work. You should do more of this. Yeah. This is beautiful. And I was like, okay. I didn't know that people appreciate the work. And then since then, people have been showing love to my work.
Yeah. Are you hoping to shape it or develop it through studies, maybe? I know you said you were a professional by grade 10 already, so not saying that you are not a professional, but are you hoping to learn more about the industry and art through studies?
Yeah, I am hoping to do more of that. I even started, I've been going all over art spaces while I was in Joburg, visiting galleries, going to studios to meet with artists and working with other artists, trying to learn more about the industry. I am doing that.
Nice.
And also, I mean, I think the nice part about it is that you have managed to monetize the art. You are able to sell it for yourself. How's that going?
It's good, but not as good as if I am doing it with a gallery or an art organization. Mm-hmm. But on my side, I can say it's good. Looking at how far I've come, I've only been doing this full-time for 2 years. I think now it's 3. I wasn't expecting to be at this stage, I was expecting to be a little bit more of an underdog, but yeah, it is really good now.
No, man, there's no way you're going to be an underdog. I mean, we just believe that you are going to blow up in a massive way. Your work speaks for you. It actually precedes you and introduces you before we get to know the artist. So continue with the amazing work, and don't forget us when you're at the top.
Yeah, when your paintings are 1 million, my man.
Hey, don't forget us, eh? You know? When you're painting for Obama and everything.
1 million a piece.
Yeah. What?
Thanks a lot, Rick. Thank you so much. Have a great and wonderful day. Wish you all the best. That was artist Rick Baloyi.
Celebrating the Sterings, Manyora, Mapala, the lead characters in their own stories. The Breakfast Champion. That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.